This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Crowds of people gathered for the second time today outside the offices of a prominent newspaper in China. They're in an open revolt against censorship by the government of a publication called Southern Weekly. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us now from Beijing with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, take us back to the beginning, Martin. How did this all begin?
Well, this all began about a week ago. Now, the Southern Weekly, which is a very influential newspaper in China, was publishing a New Year's message. Now, according to journalists on that newspaper, they say that their original New Year's message, which had called for political reform, was replaced by one praising the Communist Party. Now, why was there anger? Well, there was anger because the propaganda chief in that part of the country didn't consult the editors about these changes. So this is a protest against the level of censorship in China. They're not calling for complete freedom of expression, but they want to have more space in the media environment. The situation between the journalists, their editors, as well as the government has worsened. And then on Monday, a number of these journalists, up to 100 of them, went on strike.
As you have covered China, Martin, is there anything different about this case than other cases in which people sort of push back against the government?
Well, this is certainly a rare protest. I think what's significant about it is the timing. China has just installed a new generation of leaders. So in many ways, this represents their first political test, if you like. And I think certainly those pushing for greater freedoms of expression will be looking very carefully at how China's new leaders handle this case to get some sign of perhaps how they might govern over the next decade.
The BBC's Martin Patience joining us from Beijing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.